702.
WhatsApp Profilwe.
On 072 702 1702.
Time to talk acts of kindness as we do on a Sunday morning. And if you are an individual or work for an institution, an NPO that does important work in your community or for society at large, please do drop me a mail, refilwe@702.co.za. We really would love to feature you on Weekend Breakfast. And another person who might be able to utilize your services or access your services will be able to hear about you. Perhaps you could gain some useful allies along the way, but we really would like to feature you on Weekend Breakfast. Now, this morning we're speaking to the director and founder of the Page Project, a charity organization whose main objectives are to raise funds to benefit disadvantaged children with physical and mental disabilities, primarily caused by cerebral palsy. And what our Page Project does is supply their family, their care facilities or social workers with either equipment or training courses to assist in the child's development. I think an important conversation to have to, in light of the fact that yesterday was International Day of Disabled Persons. And the theme for this year is transformative solutions for inclusive development and the role of innovation in fueling an accessible and equitable world. On that note, I'm very, very happy to welcome to Weekend Breakfast Theo Bierman, a director and founder of the Page Project. Good morning, Theo. Thank you so much for your time today.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am exceedingly well. I hope the same applies to you, Theo.
Doing very well. Thank you very much.
So, Theo, you recently did two really epic things back-to-back to raise funds for the Page Project. That was two consecutive Ironman races, one on the 18th of November and the other one on the 19th. Of course, I would say why, but we know why. You have got an important mission that you've set for yourself, which is the running, first of all, a mobile clinic to assist children and young adults with varying disabilities living in care centres who are in dire need of medical attention. First of all, how did these back-to-back Ironman challenges or races go for you?
It went incredibly well. You know, we set ourselves a very big target. You know, we've always leveraged off the back of national sporting events around the country to raise awareness and funds for cerebral palsy. And you know, over the last 2 years, because of COVID, we've kind of been left on the back foot because a lot of our supporters, our usual regular supporters, have all immigrated, and
yes,
you know, those that are still left behind are obviously in damage control themselves, respectfully, because of the after effects of COVID. So, you know, that in itself has had a big impact on the children that we support. So we decided to go out with a big bang 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I did two back-to-back full Ironman triathlon in the cradle of humankind out in Mulder's Drift.
Yes.
And it was an epic day. You know, I traveled just short of 500 kilometers in 48 hours, just swimming, cycling, and running, and it was amazing. It was amazing.
Spoken like a real Ironman triathlete, you know, who just loves the challenge. But really, yes. Theo, in terms of the amount of money that you were looking to raise, what did were you able to reach your targets first of all, and you know, what does it take to sustain the projects that Page Project it works on?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we had set a target of 100,000 rand, and we are at the moment on 80% of that target. You know, and this money is the money that we raise now, and have always raised over the last 11 years that we've been in operation for, is important for us because, you know, we help children living with cerebral palsy, and you know, the help that we give them is to assist with optimal as possible posture support and seating interventions. So, you know, and this basically, the money that we raise helps them with appropriate alignment, mm-hmm. Crucial alignment of their bodies to promote things like, you know, communication and correct feeding, stimulation, playing, and basic interaction. And, you know, these five things that I've mentioned, they are almost non-existent for these poor children that are lying in the homes that we support. they're just basically lying on the floor. You know, they don't have the ability to sit up, to interact. So we have various seating interventions where we go and customize chairs for these children so they can at least sit up straight and have some kind of better quality of life. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, right now you and I, we're sitting on a chair, we're interacting, we're not even thinking about it. Now, these children, they literally lie on their, in whatever way their bodies are able to lie down, and that's sure. they don't move.
Yeah.
You know, they're brain damaged. So we've got to go into these areas and train the caregivers. As you can imagine, that the people that are looking after these children don't know how to look after these children. So we have informal and formal training programs, and we supply wheelchairs, orthopedic chairs, custom-made, refurbished chairs for these children. And that operation, requires a lot of funding to keep it going in the location that you work in.
And of course, because cerebral palsy is a group of disorders, as you say, affecting a person's disability to move or maintain balance and posture, degrees of disability vary. So it could range from milder to really, really serious cases. Your reach or your footprint, how many children and young adults' lives are you able to impact positively? How many people have you been able to help over the years?
Over the years? Oh, wow. I mean, I'd be really pulling a number out of tens, hundreds, you know, over the past couple of years. It's we do interventions at four care centres on a weekly basis. And we rotate around amongst these centres, and sometimes we teach around outside of those locations. And these homes are filled with kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And these children are abandoned, they're orphaned, and they need a lot of care and attention. So we reach a lot of children, and we want to reach more children. That's the point. You know, we've been able to do only so much. The more funds we bring in, the more children we can assist. And these children are, you know, they're the forgotten children, disabled children of South Africa. So it's a big drive for us. We are so committed to this cause. We have been for the last 11 years, and we will continue to do so until that's what we are not able to, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Theo, no doubt the interventions, whether it's actual equipment, whether it's training, all of this needs to be updated so you don't interact with the child and their caregivers or their minders just once. Children grow, they'll have different requirements in 2 years' time or in 3 years' time, etc. So I'm guessing it's an ongoing interaction that you have with many of the recipients of your help.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, when we do an intervention and we have a child, for example, and we assess this child and we give this child the best possible ability in that particular moment that they find themselves in or that we find them in, and we, you know, put them into a chair, then their bodies can grow as best as possible from that point onwards. And, you know, the emphasis is on early intervention. So we will go back and we will do another post-analysis and more analysis after the post-analysis, you know, just to make sure that things are right. And if change needs to happen, we can change the chair. We can change the position that they're sitting in, that they're lying down in, to make sure that, you know, growth is being promoted as best as humanly possible.
All right. Lovely stuff. Theo, how do people get a hold of you, whether it is corporates or individuals that can contribute towards your cause, or someone is listening to you thinking, I know a childminder or a guardian of a child with cerebral palsy, and perhaps they could benefit from your training so that they know how to look after this child and administer the relevant therapies.
That's amazing. Thank you. Yes, the best way, I mean, we've got, you know, we can find us on Facebook and on our website, but the best way would just to be send us an email at info@thepageproject, and Page is spelled PAIGE. So info@thepageproject.co.za.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Theo. All the best with the rest of your work, and we'd love for you to touch base or come back to Weekend Breakfast and just update us on how your work is going.
We would love it. Thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. That is Theo Bierman, who is the director and founder of The Page Project. You can find them online. And of course, as Theo said, Page is spelled PAIGE.